Welcome to the Unstoppable Show. I'm your host, Jenny Lane, and I'm here to help you become unstoppable in your small business so that you create a money-making brand that changes yours and your family's life for good. This show is perfectly suited to female entrepreneurs working from home, growing small profitable businesses in the online space. Let's dive in to this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode where I am going to share with you where you can encourage Etsy customers to join your mailing list. This follows on from the previous podcast episode where I was talking to you about why you need to have a mailing list with an Etsy store. And in that podcast, I spoke to you about the importance of a mailing list, why you need one in place in the first place. And I also then went on to talk to you about how to encourage Etsy customers to join your mailing list. And I covered three essentials, which was offering an incentive to get people to join your mailing list from Etsy, having a landing page and sign up form in place so that people can join your mailing list, and then making sure that your incentive is accessible by way of a welcome email sequence when anyone from Etsy decides to join your list. So if you need to go and refresh, or you haven't listened to that episode, I just want to encourage you to go to the episode before this one to listen to all of that information, all of the tips that I give in that episode, and then come back to this one and we can then move on to look at where to encourage Etsy customers to join your mailing list. So let's dive in to this episode. And this is a really important one because Etsy has some really, really strict policies about you adding people to your mailing list from Etsy. I know that I have made some purchases from big Etsy sellers, and I have gone to checkout and I have bought those products from the Etsy sellers, and that is all I have done. And then they have sent me a message inside of Etsy, which is something that you can do. Etsy allows you to have conversations with people that buy your products and services inside the platform. You have to be very careful about what you are putting inside those conversations, and you cannot be hardcore salesy in them, but they do allow you to send messages. However, when I have made purchases from some very big Etsy sellers, all of a sudden I have started to receive emails from them into my mailbox. Now, I can categorically guarantee that at no point during the selling process that I have gone through with those Etsy sellers, when I have purchased their products, that I have ever taken any sort of action to join their mailing lists. And yet, I have received emails from them. And actually, I have received emails from them to the point where I have thought, hang on a minute, what is it that they are doing to get me onto their mailing list from inside Etsy when I have not subscribed personally or ticked any box or given any sort of information to them to allow them to add my email address to their mailing list? And I was so intrigued by this that I have sent one of those sellers, massive seller on Etsy, I have sent one of those sellers an email, and I have said, I've been very gentle about this and non-confrontational, but I have sent them an email and said, I've noticed that I'm on your mailing list. I don't have an issue with that. I want to be crystal clear about the fact that no issue for me at all about being on your mailing list, but I'm really interested to know how you have added me to your mailing list from inside Etsy, because I know that I haven't subscribed to your list. Again, it's not an issue. Please don't think that I'm, you know, rocking the boat here. I'm just very intrigued to know how you have added me to your mailing list inside of Etsy when I have not done anything to subscribe to your list. I'm interested because this might be something that is of value for me in my small business. And they have almost immediately emailed me back and said, my sincere apologies, You should not have been added to my mailing list. I will make sure that I remove you immediately. And I've emailed back and said, hey, no, it's not a problem, honestly. Please don't think that, you know, I'm making an issue out of this. I'm happy to stay on your list. I was just interested to know how you've done it. And they never told me. And the reason that they never told me is because, I know I'm guessing here, but the only guess that I can make is that they actually added my mailing list address to their mailing list database themselves when I made a purchase from them. I know that there is one mailing list provider at this time that is integrated with Etsy, and I think it's AWeber from memory. And so perhaps they are using AWeber as a mailing list provider and they've got it integrated with Etsy, and my mailing list address was automatically added to AWeber when I made a purchase. But that is against Etsy's policy. You cannot automatically add anybody to your mailing list from inside of Etsy, from any customer that has made a purchase from you, without their explicit permission. So first of all, I just really want to encourage you not to go against Etsy's policy on this, because if you do and people start making complaints about you, you may have your Etsy store shut down. It will put your account at risk. So with that being said, it is one of the biggest things that I do not like about Etsy. This inability to just be able to automatically add people to your mailing list, have a little tick box at checkout that says, are you happy for me to add you to my mailing list? Automatically, they tick the checkbox, the GDPR permissions come up, they check the GDPR permissions, and then they get added to your list. You can't do it that way. So we have to look at workarounds. How can we encourage Etsy customers to join our mailing lists when we don't have this automatic privilege to be able to just lift their email addresses and dump them into our mailing list provider anytime they make a purchase from us? So we have to get very clever about this, and we have to think of all of the different ways that we can encourage people to join our mailing list without offending Etsy and without going against Etsy's terms. And there are lots of ways you can do it. And it's really important that you take advantage of as many of these opportunities as possible, because you want people who are buying from you inside of Etsy on your mailing list. Again, if anything happens with your Etsy account and you suddenly lose the account or the account gets blocked, you have the ability then to communicate with your Etsy customers via your mailing list. Not having that mailing list again, it puts your Etsy account at risk if anything happens to it. So in the previous podcast episode, I talked about the foundations that you need to have in place so that you can start to encourage people to join your mailing list from Etsy. And you can go back to that podcast episode and listen to it. And I talked about having an incentive, having a landing page and an opt-in form in place, and when people do join your list, having a welcome email sequence so you can send them there incentive, their freebie, and then continue to communicate with them to build relationships. When all of that is in place, you then need to be able to start sharing that you have an incentive, a freebie that you have available that you want to encourage people inside of Etsy to take advantage of. So first of all, let's have a look at an opt-in during checkout on Etsy. Now, I know many Etsy sellers who include an opt-in checkbox to encourage people to join their mailing list during the Etsy checkout process. And this makes it easier for customers to join a mailing list without additional effort. But I don't think that that strategy works particularly well, because most Etsy customers will skip past the option. That little checkbox is a no, I don't want to be dealing with this. I just want to buy my thing and go. And also, having an opt-in in that way, it means that you don't really have the opportunity to go really good on selling your incentive to get people onto your mailing list. This is just this tick box. It's there. It's gone in a flash. You know, it's done. There's nothing to stop you from having it there. And whilst it might be an easy way for you to drop an opt-in box, it's unlikely to be the most effective way. Try it. Keep an eye on it. See if it works, but it's unlikely to be the most effective way. I honestly don't currently use that way myself, because I prefer to make my own incentive offer visible by many other opportunities. where I can share more messaging about why my Etsy customers should consider subscribing to my list to really encourage them to take that step with me. So let's move on to some of the ways that I use and you can use that kind of encourages people more to join your mailing list. The first thing that I have done is inside my Etsy shop banner, I have got a QR code on that banner. It's a scannable QR code that I have created inside of Canva for free, and it's right there at the top of my shop every time somebody goes to my shop front, and it encourages any Etsy member to subscribe to my mailing list. Now, next to that QR code, you can go and have a look, Unstoppable Business inside of Etsy. You can see that next to the QR code, I've actually put a little incentive message there, which is £100 gift card plus a 90-minute business strategy session with Jenny and an arrow pointing to the QR code. I probably should add a little bit more text to that that says scan the QR code. And then if they scan the QR code, what happens is that they go to a landing page. And on that landing page, I am encouraging them to join my mailing list and to enter a competition to win a £100 gift card and a 90-minute business strategy session with me. And what I say on that landing page is that every time, I think it's 1,000 people, every time 1,000 more people join my mailing list, I'm going to pull one person's name out of the hat, and that person will win a £100 gift card and a 90-minute business strategy session with me. So that's my first incentive. Have I had anyone take me up on that offer? Yes, I have. There are people that are scanning that QR code and they are adding themselves to my list through the opt-in that I have on a landing page. So as I've said, Canva is where I created my QR code. And your banner QR code doesn't have to lead to a landing page with a giveaway like mine does. It can lead to a landing page that promotes your own incentive, that's a coupon or a discount code, a PDF downloadable, a mini video series, a live or evergreen event, whatever you want to make it. But you can pop a QR code on your Etsy store banner to encourage people to join your mailing list with a little note to the side of it to tell them what that QR code is for and what they're going to get if they scan it and then go through to your landing page and then fill out an opt-in form. So the next way that you can encourage people to get onto your mailing list, and I have already said this, is with an Etsy conversation. So when an Etsy member makes a purchase from you, you can send them a message or a conversation inside Etsy. Now in that message, first of all, it shouldn't just be salesy. You need to thank them for their purchase. You need to let them know that they can reach out to you anytime with any questions they may have about the purchase they've made from you. And then you can gently tell them that they can get your freebie, your incentive, and then you type the URL they have to go to get that incentive. Please do not overdo this by sending multiple Etsy messages to each customer. It can be spammy and it can lead to complaints to Etsy, and that can put your Etsy store at risk. So just in that first conversation when you are thanking them, and then you can go on to say, you know, I've got another great incentive for you that is going to help you with X, Y, and Z. Here's the URL for that freebie. Just copy and paste it in your browser window to get hold of it. And you just leave it as gentle as that. Okay, so the next place that you can encourage people to join your mailing list, again, it's inside Etsy, is you can include the URL to your freebie, your incentive, inside your Etsy shop announcement. And again, this should be done gently in a non-spammy way, and it should give insight into the value your Etsy member will receive if they decide to sign up to that freebie or incentive. So your Join My List incentive should not be the only message in your Etsy shop announcement, because that space is also a great way to use Etsy keywords and good written content to let your Etsy customers know about the latest products and services you have available in your Etsy store. But you can have an incentive in there. Hey, welcome to my Etsy store. I'm so happy to have you here. Please feel free to browse my products and services. Below, you'll see a list of the latest products and services I have sent live. And actually, if you just want to get to know me a little bit better before you make a purchasing decision from me, I have a great freebie for you. And the freebie is this, and it does X, Y, and Z. And all you need to do to get that freebie is copy and paste this URL into your browser window. It's nice and gentle. It doesn't oversell. It's not hardcore in their face. All right. And in the same vein, you can also include that URL in your About section. There's no reason for you not to do that. Follow the same rules for the shop announcements that I've already spoken to you about. And don't overdo this. Don't make it spammy. But you can add that incentive URL into your About page in Etsy as well. So let's move on to some other areas that are away from Etsy. If you are selling digital products on Etsy, your digital products should all have incentive in them to encourage people to get on your list. And this is the biggest one for me. Everything I sell in my Etsy store is a digital downloadable. And with every one of those digital products, inside them somewhere, I make sure that at the beginning or at the end of the digital downloadable, there is a promo page for people to sign up to my mailing list. And on that promo page, I have got QR codes and typed out URLs, and I share what the incentives are and tell people how they can get hold of those free incentives. I think at the moment I have three or four different incentives. So I put all four QR codes on that promo page and all four URLs on that promo page and tell people what each of the incentives are so they can decide which ones have value to them. And then they can go through the QR code by scanning it with their smartphone, or they can paste, copy and paste, or type the URL into their browser window to get those free incentives. This is the core way that I currently add Etsy customers to my mailing list. And it is such an easy way to promote your incentive without in any way going against Etsy seller policies. So I want you to think, especially if you have digital downloadables that you are selling through Etsy, where you can put a QR code in every single one of those digital downloadables to encourage your Etsy customers to join your mailing list and to receive some sort of free incentive from you. Now, I create all of my digital downloadable products inside Canva. And I use the free QR code generator inside Canva to add QR codes to each of my digital products. It makes it all super easy and all kept in one place. This is a direct way and an easy way to encourage Etsy customers to join my list away from Etsy's platform. It's a safe and effective way to do this, and it's something that you should consider doing as well. So what about if you sell shipped to your door products rather than digital products? Well, the same applies as I have spoken about for digital products. I want you to think about how you can add QR codes to your shippable products. For example, I used to sell a hard copy business planner, and inside that planner, there was a QR code to encourage people to join my mailing list. You may have product tags that are attached to your products that are, for example, how to use or care instructions. There's no reason why you can't add QR codes to those to encourage people to join your mailing list. You have really got to think of as many different ways as possible to add people to your mailing list so that you get the buyer's consent at the opt-in form stage. You add them to your list. You're falling in line with good legislation. And as long as any QR codes don't interfere with the quality and look of the product you're selling, you should consider all places you can add a scannable QR code to encourage people to join your list. Yeo Valley Yogurt do this really well. They've got QR codes on the underside of all of their yogurt pot lids. So the next place that you can think about adding QR codes to encourage people to join your mailing list is on your product packaging. You can add scannable QR codes to all of your product packaging, including on cute labels that you add to your parcels, QR codes you stick on wrapping paper, QR codes on business cards, on leaflets, on tags, and any other business stationery you send out with orders. There should be a message that goes with all of your QR codes to let your customers know what the QR code is for, otherwise they'll ignore it, and what incentive it is offering to them. Okay, so the next place, because it's somewhere we are all visible, is social media. If you know your Etsy customers follow you on your social platforms, and even if you have non-Etsy customers who follow you on your social platforms, be sure to have content that inspires your audience to sign up to your mailing list to grab your incentive. This way, when anyone joins your mailing list as a subscriber, you can use your email marketing platform to create email marketing campaigns to send to your subscribers to promote your products in your Etsy store to encourage more traffic to your Etsy platform. The same applies to if you've got a standalone website away from Etsy, you should have an opt-in form on your website to encourage people to join your mailing list. If you have a blog or a podcast, you should have opt-in links available in those places to encourage people to join your mailing list. And then your mailing list can be used over a long period of time to promote your Etsy products to drive more traffic to your Etsy platform. So summing up, the bottom line is that Etsy has really strict rules when it comes to sending unsolicited commercial messages to your Etsy customers. And you need to be very careful about breaking those rules, and you need to make sure your Etsy store abides by applicable Etsy policies. At the same time, it's vital you find ways to grow your mailing list of subscribers from your Etsy customers so that you can have peace of mind that should anything ever happen to your Etsy store, you're still able to communicate with Etsy customers because they have joined your mailing list. Your mailing list gives you a way to communicate regularly with your Etsy customers, and it helps you build a deeper, more connected relationship with those people. When you focus on building your mailing list and driving your Etsy customers to that list in all of the ways that I have mentioned in this podcast episode, you can use your email marketing campaigns to continue to remind your subscribers about the amazing products and services you sell. At the same time, you can then share other communications with your mailing list subscribers that are about you, about your business, about your subscribers' wants and needs, including tips and tricks you can share with them to keep your mailing list subscribers invested in you for the longer term. A great strategy for your small business is to make sure you have a mailing list in place and that you are driving your Etsy customers to subscribe to that list by promoting your incentive in as many places as you can without going against Etsy policy. This will safeguard your small business for the future and potentially make you more sales over the longer term as well. I hope that you have found this podcast episode useful, and I want to encourage you to take one step with me today, which is to go and join my mailing list. Because if you have found the information that I have shared in this podcast useful, you are more than likely going to find the deeper information I share with subscribers on my mailing list of even more benefit to you as well. And I share tips around Etsy, I share tips around Pinterest and how to use Pinterest to drive people to your Etsy store. I share tips around making more sales in your small business. I share tips around business success, planning and organization. It's all there when you become a mailing list subscriber. And the easiest way for you to get onto my mailing list is to go to the podcast description for this episode, find the link that is in there, click that link, pop your name on my list. I'll automatically enter you into the competition to win a £100 gift card and a 90-minute business strategy session with a value of £297 with myself when you join my list. I'll catch you for another episode real soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye. Girl, thanks for showing up, being here and tuning into this episode. I appreciate you. Remember to subscribe so that you'll receive a notification when more episodes go live. And why not share this podcast with another female business owner who you know will get value from being here? I want you to stay on your business. I want you to stay committed to your business. I want you to become unstoppable in your business. And I'll catch up with you for more business success tips real soon. Take care. Bye for now.